This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. A police training center in Lahore, Pakistan, was the target of gunmen this morning, and dozens of people are dead. Pakistani troops have now taken control of the academy. There were hostages. The details from BBC correspondent Jill McGivering from Lahore. What happened, Jill?
Well, we are here at the scene, and it does seem now that they have managed to regain control of the compound. But this is a standoff that went on for nearly 9 hours. And basically, some gunmen who were wearing police uniform managed to get into the police compound. They were armed with hand grenades and also with guns. They opened fire. People sort of ran in all directions. People were out on parade inside in the compound and scattered trying to escape. Some did manage to get out safely, but many were taken hostage. And it's been a prolonged siege that we've been watching here from very near the compound, but hiding behind a brick wall. With sustained bombardment from paramilitary forces who were brought in to try and retake the compound.
A bloody, brutal scene there, and more casualties are likely to be discovered as the grim task of figuring out what happened takes place and the investigation continues. What tension, what sectarian tension do you think may be responsible for this attack, Jill?
Well, it's still fairly early days to know which group may have been involved. It does seem as though it was well-organized and well-planned. The fact that a group that seemed to be only maybe 8 to 14 young men with not very sophisticated arms managed to hold off the police for nearly 9 hours gives you some sense of the fact that they were clearly quite well-trained and well-organized. There has been a whole series of insurgent attacks in Pakistan, some of them with groups that are affiliated to Al-Qaeda and share their ideology, others that are a remnant of the Taliban, the Pakistan and Afghan Taliban, and others that are extremist religious groups here in Pakistan. We don't know yet which group was involved in this, but clearly, as I say, it has the hallmarks of one of the bigger groups.
Well, again, we're talking with Jill McGivering, who's BBC correspondent on the scene at Lahore, Pakistan, where dozens of people are dead after gunmen attacked a police training center. This is more grist for the argument that the civilian government simply can't handle the security situation. Right, Jill?
Well, we certainly have seen a big, dramatic increase in the number of attacks. Most of them still focused in the northwest of the country, so along the border with Afghanistan in those lawless tribal areas that are very difficult for any government to control properly. But increasingly, we've seen the tactics shift, and we're now seeing attacks of this sort of scale and profile in the major cities. Lahore, of course, is in the east of Pakistan, right on the other side, and very close to the border with India. So I'm sure it'll be raising concerns there, too. It's a very difficult insurgency for the government to tackle. And in a way, different elements of it need to be tackled in different ways, all the way from people who are disaffected and concerned about poverty and poor governance and are eager for development, to those who have a more international, global jihadi agenda.
Well, with a report from the scene, Jill McGivering, BBC correspondent in Lahore, Pakistan, talking about a grim reminder. Just days after Barack Obama rolls out his Afghanistan policy, a policy intended to deal with Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all of South Asia, of just how much instability exists in Pakistan. Dozens of people dead in Lahore this morning after gunmen attacked a police training center. Pakistani troops are now in control of the academy and are going through the rubble to try to determine if there are any more casualties. The casualty numbers are expected to rise.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.